AC/DC, It's a Long Way to the Top on 98.3 The Snake. We're the classic rock station. Kendra Wolf here hanging out with Gretchen Hanstein. She is the Jerome FFA Vice President. Think she's missing some school in order to get the word out about FFA week. But it's all good since, you know, we're trying to get the word out. So, how's it going, Gretchen?
It's going pretty good.
All right. You got to interview with pretty much all the radio stations at this point, right?
Yeah, we're knocking them all out this morning.
She is a pro at this point. I'm going to quit now, and she's going to take over for me. But before that happens, so what is FFA? I mean, break it down in case people don't know.
So FFA is basically an acronym for Future Farmers of America.
Okay.
But we are known as the National FFA Organization, and it is a chance for kids to learn about agriculture and develop their leadership skills and qualities and grow through career success.
Nice. I mean, I can see it with you right now. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but probably older, younger than I am. But you know, you're definitely showing off the leadership skills. I love it.
Thanks.
And this is a great area in order to be a future farmer of America, I would assume, too. I mean,
yes, it is.
I get a lot of hands-on experience, you know?
Yes, we can. And right now, I mean, classes, we're trying to expand classes so that there is more hands-on in there. However, cool. It's not always the easiest thing.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's kind of what you're here doing today, trying to get the word out. And you're here to talk about FFA Week, which is on right now, right?
Yes. It started last Saturday, and okay. It will go through this Saturday.
So what is FFA Week?
FFA Week is a national tradition where it is a chance for alumni, agricultural industry representatives, cool. and members to advocate for agricultural education and FFA.
Okay. So people listening right now, what do you want from them? What do you want them to do?
Well, I'm here to kind of talk about like what the local chapters around here are doing this week to try and put the word out there about FFA.
Okay, cool. Well, break it down for me. Give me some highlights.
So, like in Jerome and Murtaugh, we're doing a coloring contest for the elementary kids.
Cute.
We have days like dress up days, like blue and gold day, dress like a farmer at the schools. There's also different sponsor barbecues and breakfasts going on this week. So, you can check with your local chapter in high school to see when those are going on.
Cool.
We've got things like Hillbilly Olympics out at Murtaugh, Minute to Win It games in Kimberly. Jerome FFA is doing different games this week also with their kids. And the main thing that's going on is Friday night over at Kimberly, Hanson, and Murtaugh, they are having donkey basketball.
Okay, is this real?
Yes, it's
okay,
real.
Okay, what can you tell me what it is?
Okay, so donkey basketball is where the people get on donkeys and they have to play basketball while staying on the donkey.
Oh, of course. That is awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, so can people, obviously, you guys are looking for participants at this point, or people already signed up?
I am not sure if they're looking for participants, but if you want to see some pretty funny basketball,
right.
donkey basketball is what to watch on Friday night out of Kimberly.
Oh, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. Okay, so if people are like, yeah, I want to see me some donkey basketball, what's the best way for them to get some more info about that?
They can call Kimberly High School. That's okay. the best way.
Just call up Kimberly High School. Awesome. Okay. That is awesome. Okay, so you're obviously in FFA, and you're the vice president. So I would assume that, you know, this is a good experience for you. If there's young people listening, you know, should they join FFA? You think this is a good thing?
Yes, they should definitely join FFA. And don't think that if you're in sports that you can't do FFA, because plenty of us do it. Now, granted, you don't have to be as involved as some of us are,
right.
where you're doing back-to-back competitions, but you can still participate. And I would definitely check in with your local ag teachers and just find out like when your FFA meetings are and go to one of them, because the chapter officers will be able to tell you more about their chapter.
Mm-hmm.
and get you involved.
You are awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. Gretchen Hanstein with the Jerome FFA. It is FFA week, so get out there and get involved and enjoy some donkey basketball. We're going to put up all this info online, of course, 983thesnake.com. And you should probably go back to school now.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, take the long way to school. It's 98.3 The Snake.